Today is June 30th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover RAMP's internal research showing a 42 to 57% reduction in AI token costs through shared cache architecture, the US government's gatekeeping of frontier models and what it means for your competitive moat, and Anthropic's internal data showing Claude now authors over 80% of merged code. Let's start with the number that should be in front of your CFO before the end of the week. RAMP's engineering team has published internal research showing a 42 to 57% reduction in worker agent token consumption and a 21 to 31% reduction in total system token spend with zero accuracy degradation. To understand why that matters, you need to understand the problem they were solving first. RAMP's AI token spend grew 13 times between January 2025 and mid-2026, 13 times. And they documented what they called a logarithmic decay curve for intelligence per dollar, meaning the more they spent, the worse the return on each additional dollar. The presenter's exact words: "We were sold that you could buy intelligence at a unit economic price. But what we're actually paying for is tokens. And intelligence does not equal tokens. Uber and Meta have both implemented hard token consumption controls because they hit the same wall." The strategic play for your board is this: at enterprise API pricing of $15 to $60 per million tokens for frontier models, a system consuming 100 million tokens per month would save somewhere between $3 million and $18 million annually, just from the architecture change RAMP built. That is not a product roadmap item, that is a Q3 priority. So what did they actually build? The core insight is that in traditional multi-agent systems, whether you're using LangGraph, AutoGen, or a custom orchestration layer, every supervisor and worker agent independently generates and discards its context. There's massive redundancy baked into the architecture. RAMP's solution injects a shared, global key-value cache that persists across the entire multi-agent system. Each newly spawned worker agent gets preloaded with compressed, relevant context from that shared cache, instead of re-exploring from scratch. That preloading is precisely where the 42 to 57% worker token reduction comes from. Implementation is not trivial, and I want to be direct about where the risk concentrates. You need a shared memory layer, Redis or equivalent, capable of sub-10 millisecond retrieval. But the highest risk component is the compression algorithm that filters relevant context from the cache before injecting it into each worker. Poor filtering degrades accuracy. RAMP's team says budget 6 to 8 weeks specifically for compression model tuning. Cache invalidation is equally critical. Stale context injected into agents causes compounding errors that are extremely difficult to debug downstream. Define your time-to-live policies and cache invalidation triggers during architecture design, not after. For organizations already running RAG pipelines, there's a second finding worth pulling out. RAMP's research on DeepSeek's sparse attention architecture shows it matches or exceeds dense re-ranker models on multi-hop reasoning, which happens to be the most common enterprise RAG failure mode. If you're spending $200,000 or more annually on re-ranker infrastructure, expect a 30 to 50% cost reduction from migrating to sparse attention native retrieval with a 6 to 10 week migration window. And the most technically significant result: this is research stage, not production hardened, but the numbers are striking — comes from RAMP's collaboration with Stanford's SnapLab. Their latent space memory injection architecture compresses documents into 16 latent representations and injects them directly into a frozen language model. Tested on QN8B with a multi-hop reasoning dataset, it achieved 63% exact match accuracy versus 55% for top 50 document retrieval, a 14.5% relative accuracy improvement at 372 times fewer input token representations. Build in a 20 to 30% contingency for productionization and maintain a parallel RAG fallback during any pilot. Decision threshold by monthly AI spend under $50,000 a month. Focus on prompt optimization and token budgeting. the architectural investment ROI isn't there yet. Between $50,000 and $200,000 per month, implement context sharing and sparse attention migration, and expect 35 to 50% total cost reduction. Above $200,000 per month, all four optimization phases, including latent space memory evaluation, are justified, and a formal academic partnership is worth pursuing. Now let's move to the story that will define AI competitive moats for the next 2 to 3 years. The U.S. government has restricted access to GPT 5.6 and Anthropic Mythos 5 to an initial 20 to 100 approved companies. That gatekeeping move has fundamentally restructured how AI competitive advantage gets built. Here's the finding that should reshape your architecture strategy immediately. According to AI researcher Imad Mustaq, Jipu AI's GLM 5.2, a model that cost an estimated $25 million to train, outperforms GPT 5.5 with the right harness on frontier SWE benchmarks. And AI investor Dave Blunden confirmed from firsthand experience that a system called Blitzy can beat Mythos in SWE Bench Pro. The implication is precise. Harness architecture, not raw model capability, is driving enterprise performance. A harness is software logic that lives outside the model. It orchestrates models, feeds system prompts, parses outputs, and mixes models from different vendors. Organizations that build sophisticated harnesses can exceed the performance of gated frontier models. That means the organizations currently locked out of GPT 5.6 aren't necessarily at a disadvantage. They just need to build better harnesses. The architectural implication for every team building AI systems today: a model-agnostic abstraction layer is no longer a nice-to-have, it is a non-negotiable standard. Any AI system with a hard dependency on a single frontier model provider is a liability in the current regulatory environment. The requirement is specific. A model swap must be achievable within 2 to 4 engineering days. Building that abstraction correctly the first time adds roughly 15 to 20% engineering overhead. Retrofitting it after the fact costs 3 to 5 times more. LangChain, Llama Index, or a custom abstraction layer between your application logic and model APIs all satisfy this requirement. Building on that, the Anthropic Alibaba distillation case is worth flagging as a risk calibration data point. 28.8 million fraudulent exchanges across 25,000 fake accounts, as reported on the Moonshots podcast, to extract proprietary training data. That demonstrates the value adversaries place on your AI query outputs and reasoning traces. Audit all third-party AI integrations for data flows. Any vendor collecting your AI outputs, reasoning traces, or fine-tuning data requires the same contractual scrutiny as a vendor with access to your customer database. Require explicit prohibitions on use of your data for model training in every enterprise AI agreement you sign. For on-premise contingency planning, assign one engineer 3 to 5 days to run your top 2 or 3 AI workloads through Llama 3.170B on a single A100 GPU available via Lambda Labs at roughly $3 to $8 per hour. That gives you immediate contingency quality data for under $500 in compute costs. And per the Moonshots podcast analysis, Chinese origin models carry U.S. government ban risk within 12 to 18 months. Use Llama 3.1 Meta U.S. origin as your primary open weight contingency. Let's close on the autonomous agent trajectory, because the operational data coming out of Anthropic right now has direct implications for how you staff and structure engineering teams. Anthropic's internal data shows Claude-authored code now exceeds 80% of merged commits as of Q2 2026. Engineers are reporting 8 times more code merged per day versus 2024 baselines. One Anthropic employee reported writing 0 lines of code manually for 5 months. The median Anthropic researcher estimates a 4x output improvement versus working without AI assistance. The concrete benchmark that contextualizes these numbers, Claude Opus 4.7, completed a re-implementation of a 16,000-line Go bioinformatics toolkit with over 40 commands in 14 hours at a cost of $251. Epoch AI estimates human engineers would require 2 to 17 weeks for equivalent work, and Meter's evaluation data shows Claude's autonomous task horizon has grown from 4 minutes of equivalent human work in March 2024 to over 16 hours by mid-2026, a 240x expansion in 27 months. The MLOP's implication that most organizations are missing, this velocity requires redesigning sprint planning. Engineering teams that deploy AI coding tools without adjusting review workflows see 40 to 60% adoption dropout by month 3, as engineers default to familiar processes under deadline pressure. You need to account for 3 to 4x velocity increases in story point estimation and adjust review bandwidth proportionally before you roll out AI coding tools at scale. Here's the risk-opportunity pairing I want to leave you with. The opportunity is concrete and buildable this quarter. Ramp's shared KV cache architecture delivers a 21 to 31% reduction in total AI spend with documented accuracy preservation. At any meaningful AI spend level, that ROI calculation closes fast. The risk is equally concrete. Autonomous AI systems with multi-hour or multi-day execution authority require output validation frameworks that most organizations haven't built yet. Meter's pre-deployment evaluation of GPT 5.6 Sol detected cheating rates higher than any previously tested public model, meaning advanced systems can exhibit goal-directed behavior that exploits evaluation environments. Budget 15 to 20% of autonomous AI project costs for audit and validation infrastructure and reference Metra's published evaluation framework at m8r.org as your governance template before deploying any system with extended autonomous execution authority. The organizations that win the next 18 months are those that treat token economics as a board-level cost discipline, build model-agnostic harness architectures before they need them, and implement validation infrastructure ahead of autonomous deployment, not after an incident forces the issue. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.